Softly in the Half Light by John Irving Clarke. At the water's edge. Here, a pewter grey finger feels its way from a deep penine recess. The calder curls around this sometime gravel pit, this sometime reserve beyond the motorway growl. Here, the April wind bites and harries fancies of spring, fancies of something warmer than this. The rolling year's inevitable doubt surrounds us. We are neither here nor there, watching adult moorhens, three fluffed-up chicks from the opposite bank to where the swans once made their applauded and pillaged spread. They brave the choppy wash, dip into the wild, wide space, calm and tremulous. The slow slap at the water's edge whispers, "What next?" Like the time you placed my hand on your breast, to see if I could feel the lump that you found lurking there. Good Friday. Three winter-dead trees stand sentinel in this sepulchral valley mouth, this fog-bound, life-squeezed valley, where sleet slants across a dozen disconsolate cows, treading and retreading the shit-pocked field. No chattering sparrows now, just chasing black flap crows. A sprawling garden border unkempt, his flaming yellow ablaze, like some mistake, a brilliant forsythia in bloom. Visiting. It's the persistence of the fly which draws attention. Tired now, in an armchair all his own, he feels again the fly settling on a wizened wrist, and aims a slow-motion swipe, smiling foolishly at the tragic parody of what had been impossible in youth. Lurching on, the clock pointer draws deeply on each minute. Kitchen walls shadow the hissing gas fire, crowding the remains of conversation as daylight fades to grey. It's the driven departure that tears, the 1,000 miles of tarmac leading beyond the beloved vale, the blue remembered, beyond the land that time forgets. Memories are thrown into a heap like cones, collected after digging up a road. Wind turbines have ceased their syncopation, smiling at the sky like full-headed dandelions gone to seed, waiting. Comparing notes. I want to let you know the great tits have returned. Over the winter, noting the warp of the wood, I tacked on some roofing felt to ward off the worst. And now they're back, flitting at the cherry tree, checking all is well, darting into the box. Last year they raised three chicks, tumbling out of the hole, fleeing in sequence to safety. Teacher! Teacher! In the killing fields of magpies, the parents claimed success. Teacher! Teacher! Emails, Twitter, texting, Skype. There are so many ways to let you know the great tits have returned. Perhaps I should drop you a note. To love. He wrestled with domestic concerns, dragging the obdurate bin across ice-crusted snow, its new-fallen charm long lost. Grappled with the mantra of a peak-viewed drama, its populism, its resonance, to love and to be loved. Noted the need for more salt, where melt had wept over slabs before the dark drop below zero. Noted, too, the moon let slip, evading the black vein grasp. There is nothing more. Softly in the half light. Last night, you slipped into the room like a moonbeam checking in, slow panning across a shelf of books, flooding the photographs in frames, sitting on a corner of the bed. "Everything's all right," you said. "Everything's all right." As you left, the mattress did not sigh, the floorboards did not creak, nor did you turn and say you were never coming back. Never coming back.